item to fire Agricultural Minister Luis Sisa, conservative pulled out of the government coalition headed by Prime Minister Mario Soares on July 24. It has prompted the resignation of Prime Minister Mario Soares. Conservatives are angered over Sisa's failure to break up the socialist collective farms run by the Portuguese Communist Party, PCP, in the southern Alentejo. In response, the Socialist Party released a typical militant statement saying, unlike this extreme right which intrigue via newspapers and backroom gossip, the democratic forces know how to fight in the streets if necessary. They received a pledge of close to one-third of the army, so socialism is long from dead in Portugal in spite of the International Monetary Fund trying to cripple her and bring her to her knees. They will not hesitate, said these militant and brave people, to do so if the need arises. Karl Marx and Lenin and Mao, greater men than us, said the only way for change is armed struggle. Now the socialists only means of remaining in power as a minority government will be with the support of the communist members in the National Assembly, a coalition long called for by the PCP, which will open in October. There seems to be encouraging signs that the socialists and the communists are getting their act together. Going on with the news. A 24-hour nationwide work stoppage demanding the resignation of Nicaragua president, a dictator, Anastasio Somoza, who has been upheld for 44 years by U.S. capitalism, brought this country to an absolute standstill for the last 3 weeks. The general strike, which began first in July 19, was called by the broad opposition front, comprised of 14 political groups, including the Nicaraguan Socialist Party and the Nicaraguan Democratic Movement and the Sandinista National Liberation that is pro-Cuban. Nicaragua's guerrilla movement has pulled itself together in spite of ideological differences. A strange phenomena is sweeping Latin America. In Colombia and in Ecuador and Bolivia, people are dropping labels, are not fussing over social democracy, Trotskyism, Maoism, are pro-Russia. They are getting themselves together within a common front to defeat the enemy. Violent clashes between government national guards and citizens have taken place every day for weeks. The numbers of the people killed, wounded, and imprisoned, just taken away, and their relatives don't know where they are completely unknown at this time. When a group of prominent exiled opposition figures returned to the country to a welcoming demonstration of 250,000 who had gathered despite an order that they were violating a crime by Nicaragua, who has long been the willing servant of the CIA. It was from Nicaragua that the pirated right-wing Cubans invaded the beautiful socialist country of Cuba. So, liberation rings on, my dears. doesn't look like you can stop the pant in the heart of the people for freedom. Hold it up. Continue with the news. The People's Republic of Laos has publicly declared its support for neighboring socialist Vietnam and has asked for membership in the pro-Soviet Warsaw Pact. The Vietnamese reunified socialist government, as you know, is facing attacks from both China and Cambodia. Cambodia started as a socialist revolution, but nationalist elements of the Khmer Rouge took over. Cambodia is known in the white circles as Cambodia. The declaration was published as an editorial to the official Laotian newspaper, Voice of the People, and aired over Laos radio just yesterday. The invisible block of unity of the two nations is firm as ever, the broadcast said. We will stand by the side of the brave Vietnamese people who are determined to smash all divisive schemes of the imperialist and the international reactionary forces, and they name China as amongst those circles, and resolutely defend the cause of great unity between Laos and Vietnam. You always have to keep in mind, China has a very good form of domestic communism, but her foreign policy is based on an arbitrary position that there's no way to avoid nuclear war, so you should get it on with so that places like this that have been called zones of peace will survive and socialism can rebuild. Of course, admittedly, the fact that they can house nearly 700,000 of their own people in underground cities doesn't play any small part in their scheme. Santiago de Chile. Continuing evidence linking had to take a little water. I've been up all night. We had to take care of somebody's need. A son of a dear lady in Oakland. We had to work out some strategy. And I haven't had any time for sleep, and I really am feeling it. But I'll come through. Don't you worry. I'll be in there pitching. Anyway, as I said, continuing evidence linking the Chilean government and secret policy to the murder of Orlando Letelier, who we met personally, and I had that sort of feeling. I just begged him, as you remember, to stay in our San Francisco temple, but he felt he must go to Washington. And his assistant, Ronnie Moffitt, in Washington, D.C., they were murdered, as you know, blown up, has brought about an expected split in the country's military junta, with the ouster of Air Force General Gustavo Ley. Capitalists always don't mind selling out capitalists. That's why there's only security in socialism, because we have always lived through the years, one for all for one. If you come for one, you damn better well be able to take care of all. But that is not the law of capitalism, not at all. Ley had been one of the four-member junta, the dictatorship, since the overthrow of democracy in 1973 with the help of the CIA, and was one of the principal instigators of the military coup, that means the army taking over by force. In other news, literally thousands of students demonstrated in this capital city of Santiago, demanding an end to fascist repression, freedom for all political prisoners, and a return to democratic order. Public demonstrations are illegal in Chile and cover a minimum of 20 years. That ought to give us heart to build in an atmosphere where we have no natural enemies, where we have beauty, Some of you say you all want to go over, go someplace in Africa and fight a revolution. That's right. We've let them know we're here, and when they need us, they will call. In the meantime, if you can't do a few little chores right, I don't think you're ready for the kind of resistance that these brave young people showed in Chile. The government of Panama recently released a 14-page document laying the basis for the country's foreign policy, a policy of shock to most of the Western world, calling for the United States to give up its Guantanamo naval base in Cuba, self-determination for Puerto Rico and them to have the right of independence, and a return of all occupied Arab land by Zionist Israel. The document also calls for efforts to establish normal relations between the U.S. and Cuba and an end to the U.S. trade embargo against the country. The brave little nation of Panama also said they firmly were behind the right of the Cubans and the Soviets to help Africans when they needed liberation from oppression. That's a brave statement from a little country. Pull it up. Message on our field phone. Khartoum. You remember Khartoum, Sudan, was the meeting place of the Organization of African Unity. Some 50 nations that voted, I think, unanimously, maybe one, Senegal, did not go along. They voted unanimously for a pan-African peacekeeping force, but they wanted no Western capitalist nations involved. Well, in Khartoum, Angolan President Augustinho Neto, speaking in the Sudan, where the Organization of African Unity met some weeks ago, said his country was prepared to establish normal relations with the USA, but only on Angola's terms, which include that they will be forever the fraternal friends in trade, economics, and culture with Cuba and the Soviet Union. Neto also said there were no further obstacles to his country establishing diplomatic relations with neighboring Zaire, who's been the fooler, I suppose, of the last 20 years. Mobutu Sese was a right-wing dictator, strong-armed, but he had a passionate hate for Christians because Zaire had lost so many of its population. Of course, it wasn't named Zaire then, to the slave trade. Anyway, when he found out he was being undersold in the value of his minerals, and you know Zaire is rich in cobalt, uranium, copper, he immediately formed an alliance with Marxist-Leninist Angola, reestablished the railway, and have formed mutual treaties of defense. That if Angola is attacked, Zaire will come to our aid, and vice versa. Anyway, the diplomatic relations with neighboring Zaire are fully established, and that a committee is being organized in Khartoum from Nigeria, Cameroon, Rwanda, and Sudan to supervise the situation of the problems that might arise in the Namibian border, where Union of South Africa has frequently attacked with our tax money, which always makes me feel guilty every time I mention it. The Mexican Communist Party demanded recently that the Mexican Labor Congress approve a general differential salary raise in the upcoming General Assembly. The MCP said the working class should be fully aware of the fact, the capitalist theory, that wage increases make for more inflation is a fallacy aimed at blocking workers' legitimate claims. It is estimated that the Mexican Communist Party in the last year has increased its membership 3 times. More than 130 people have been arrested for union activities by the military government in Bolivia. But the resistance continues to go on. The action came shortly after the Air Force General Juan Pereda took over the country in a one-day rebellion and canceled vote counting in presidential elections because he had been found guilty of fraud in the elections just a few days before. Opposition candidate, former president Victor Paz Estenssoro, said the army should face violence, could face violence from the people unless new elections were allowed. Another opposition candidate, former President Herman Sills Zuazo, said he would call on the United Nations to send a commission to Bolivia, and if that doesn't work, I'll call for Cuba if the denial of democracy and human rights persist. The Bolivian military dictatorship has hardly no more control than the capital city of La Paz. Attention. Adopt metric system now, as we are doing in our schools, according to our beloved Prime Minister's request. Guyana schools are urged. The metric system replacing the imperial weights and measure system should be introduced into Guyana schools during the very first part of the coming academic year. Let's show our pride and our support for the Prime Minister and our party, the People's National Congress, by so doing. Guyanese, join world solidarity with Cuba. The People's National Congress, the avant-garde, as the Russians would say, of socialism in Guyana, and people of Guyana are standing firmly behind the working people of Chile in their continuing struggle to regain the freedom for which their ancestors fought and died. We join enthusiastically with the PNC in the week of the world solidarity with the Chilean people. Stimulated by the World Peace Council, our membership of which is a source of national pride. An afternoon wreath-laying ceremony at the Yamana, Yamana Freedom Fighters Monument will launch a week of activities from September 4th through 11th. Included in the activities is a symposium of the Georgetown, at the Georgetown City Hall on Thursday night at 7, together with film shows about the beautiful achievements of Guyana and the sufferings of our Chileans, brothers and sisters. Also, you know, Guyana has called out for an absolute protection of the territory of Belize. U.S. imperialism has been supporting Guatemala, but Cuba and Guyana have said that any attack on Belize will be considered an attack on the Guyanese people. About some farm matter easily resolved. According to the Guyana National News Services, The Nation, the International Tribunal Youth accuses U.S. imperialism became one of the central political events of the 11th World Festival of Youth and Students. The younger generation passed its verdict on colonialism, all forms of discrimination, aggression, terror, repressions, and fascism. Fascism remains one of the most important instruments, said the PNC, our party's delegation, of reaction. Fascist parties and groupings operate in 60 countries today. An example of such is the regime of Pinochet, a murderous man who had employed the worst kinds of torture, much of which had been taught him by elements of the CIA, says the news service. Anyway, one of the worst fascists to remain today is Pinochet, after he took over in a junta, a military takeover made possible, even U.S. press has admitted it, only by U.S. dollars. An example of such a regime is also in the Philippines, but it appears that the Philippines may be moving further away from the capitalist alliance. It does not elaborate what the reason is. His wife is quite outspoken. They were sold a faulty and leaky nuclear reactor, and she said that Chairman Mao was her hero and that she was going to copy the Philippine government after China. So her husband must be in for a little difficulty. 3 months ago, Raul Vergara, captain of Chile's Air Force, was still in one of the prisons of Santiago. On April 15, he was forced into a car and sometime later found himself at the ramp of a plane, which the day after landed in London, the junta had thus evicted from him, they evicted him from his own country. As a follower of the Popular Unity Government and Captain Vergara was arrested. Vergara was arrested the day after the military took over and was fully accomplished. Says the people of Guyana will continue in spite of our own struggle to develop our economy, to give absolute support to the struggle of the people in Chile. This is a brave nation to be so small, 83,000 miles, barely the size of Northern California, with only 700,000 population. When in fact, it's the best ratio of land to people that there are in the world. They could feed many more. It's the least crowded, and there's more land per individual than any nation under the earth and on the earth. And needless to say, every place we go is nothing but fantastic beauty. Broken out between SWAPU, Southwestern African People's Organization, and South African forces, says the Guyana Chronicle. At present, a military confrontation appears to be developing between South Africa and the Namibian SWAPU freedom fighters because one agreement after another have been broken by the racist apartheid regime of South Africa. This is why we love the People's National Congress so much. They do not cut themselves off from the world struggle of oppressed people everywhere. Others who preceded them and said they were so Marxist oriented, I noticed they never put out any policy statements on Africa. I noticed they didn't do nothing to confiscate the land and distribute it fairly to the people. But in this land, the Prime Minister bravely has distributed 90% nearly of all the means of production and means of distribution to all the people. The world's progressive peoples are fully aware of the military potential of South Africa, which has been nurtured over the years by covert and sometimes overt military transactions and manufactures. With imperialist states and their puppets, the United States and the United Nations also, said the PNC national organ, New Nation, the United States sensitive to issues that are a threat to world peace, recently adopted a comprehensive declaration and program of action in support of self-determination and socialism and national independence for Namibia. As I say again, for a small nation with no nuclear arsenal, you can't ask for any more bravery than that. Stand by. To the recent issue of the People's New Nation, the organ of our beloved party, for which we will live or die, the People's National Congress. The issue of power is fundamental to any revolution. The fact that socialist revolution in all countries and under all circumstances has the same political purpose behind it, that bringing the working class to power does not mean that it assumes that the same forms everywhere will be practiced. There can be different ways of pulling down the bourgeoisie state mechanism or machine designed to oppress the working people. The organ of the People's National Congress, the New Nation, goes on to say, Marxism, Leninism considers no method or forms of winning political power to have been established once, somebody's asked me a question, I'll have to answer it. In all countries and under all circumstances has the same political purpose behind it. That is hogwash. That of bringing the working class to power excuse the fact, please, that I've been up several nights and days fighting this horrible conspiracy with our wonderful attorney, Charles Gary. It's staggering to the imagination. Also, we're having some PA problems, but they'll be able to refine those out so you can hear the news in the library. I'm very sorry also that I have a laryngitic voice that makes for unpleasant listening. Anyway, the socialist revolution in all countries and under all countries, revolution in the countries and under the countries of all the countries and under the countries and under the various struggles and number of circumstances has the same political purpose, has the same political purpose, no matter what method they use. Anyway, Guyana is standing by fully. The struggle for liberation in Belize and any other Caribbean nation that is attacked. We cannot be grateful enough to live in a country. It ought to inspire us to great work, to help produce a great nation who gives so much of her limited resources to other nations resisting oppression.
Hello, Jim.
Flame throat, and our tape is not too effective today. Needless to say, my lack of sleep for now going on the fourth day. So I think I will turn you over to an important treatise that was endorsed by the PNC about fascism and its roots. So listen very, very closely. The librarian will help you. I know you're not accustomed to hearing my voice in this fashion. It's just one of those days. I've got a temperature of 103 and laryngitis, and as all of you know, I sure don't drink, and I oppose drugs with every sinew and fiber in my bone. But I would rather you hear something more fluent, because I am so tired that I feel almost like going to sleep while giving the news. So I'll give you my own introduction with commentary using such good sources as our friend Dr. Reed, chairman of the People's National Congress, our great avant-garde socialist leader in this country. Much love to you. Let's have a good work day so we can take in more adopted children like we did those two lads who were in a very, very bad state of health yesterday. One, if we had not caught, would probably have been dead in 2 or 3 months. But in order to do that, comrades, we must work as hard as we can. And it's all voluntary. Voluntary, we don't have any means of enforcing work. So please, out of your heart, do the best you can. Much love to you. I cannot extend love enough, because the world is dying, they say, for a little bit of love. Good morning, and the best to all of you. He's a clever man. He's a genius. So let us have everything in apple pie order. Public services, inspectors, nurses, and teachers. I am holding you responsible for the collective. He'll be in approximately 2 hours. I would say 2 hours, no later than 2 to 3 hours. But let's be ready, because he'll be flying in. Yes, he'll be flying in direct. So let us be sure that we are ready. Be warm, but don't go into a lot of conversation with a man. Just tell him how much, as you've told me, that you love Guyana and all the beautiful things about Guyana, but don't let him get you into a trick to talk about other governments. That's not the purpose of his visit. His visit, allegedly, supposedly, is to divulge facts and how high the conspiracy, same conspirators that murdered Martin Luther King, how high it goes. So I urge you, being honest and humble people that you are, you really don't know how to deal with a conspirator, because he easily could be a double agent. The government, trust us, they got him this special flight, but they watched him very closely. Already last night, he made some strange moves, according to the commissioner's police department, the Department of Immigration. So I'm telling you, be your usual warm sense. Don't ostracize him. Maybe Judas's do change. But remember, just a few weeks ago, he was trying to help that very cause of dropping mercenaries in this community by air to, if necessary, shoot their way through to get some people that they wanted to get. I mention that so that teachers will remind their students and we'll all be reminding each other. Be sure that everything is in apple pie order, your address. We don't worry about those things when we have people, good socialists like the Women's Revolutionary Socialist Movement. My heart shall never forget them, and the good dentist who's been so kind to help. And of course, Charles Gary, a great champion for all oppressed people. But we must be careful with the man Major. He will be the only person arriving by guest unless the PA system tells you otherwise. Thank you and very much love.
Dad?
Yes. What's the matter now? Has been such a voluntary helper to our people, and we really and genuinely appreciate this. We are not opposed to President Carter. We are not opposed to the trends of change in the United States, but like even Newsweek said in a front cover page, the nation of the United States is moving rightward to racism and all the cliches and all of the practices of the Cold War era. But we want the dentist to know deep from our heart our gratitude. If there's anything also that those beautiful women from the Women's Revolutionary Socialist Movement would like to take home in the way of some food treat they can eat on the way, it would be our honor. You did us so much good singing those lively socialist songs. We really enjoyed it more than we can tell you. And we say long life to you, comrades, and thank you for making us feel much less alienated. Thank you for the time coming out to spend with us, and we will look forward to the day that you can visit us again. Much love.
Dad?
Yes. I have also a prominent government minister visiting us in just a little while. Do not confuse him with the white man Major. What does his style look like? What size? Maybe someone who has seen him can get on the broadcast system and tell you. The government of Guyana is afraid that he is a double agent. He's been saying that the rest of the conspiracy have only been using us to attack Guyana and try to destabilize their country's economy. We must be careful with him. You can hug him, you can shake hands. I know that's not our nature to hug people unless we feel like it. But that's what we were advised to do by members of the government, not to make him suspicious. Of course, the difference will be the minister will be black or Indian. There's no likelihood that there will be a government minister of high rank in our beloved country who is white. So be sure you make the difference. Have all your displays out so you can explain what we're doing. It will mean two tours going at the same time. He is supposed to arrive around noon. In fact, around the same time that Major does. But I think the government wants certain things kept secret until we get to the bottom of this. So we will not discuss it openly. And we trust our guest by the fact that we said we knew they would do the same. It will come out in its own due time. He tells some horrifying tales of the plans, not in 1974, not in 1970, when they were trying to destroy the Cubans at the Bay of Pigs, not 2 years ago when they brought an airline out of the air by an explosion that killed 12 of our most promising doctors in Guyana. No. But we must realize that we are dealing with that enemy today. We have facts, proof, and more facts and proof. It's possible he will come in with a microphone that would carry long range. So note for pins on his coat lapel, and also note for any other strange objects. Personally, though we never have searched anyone, I think the man should understand with the things he has done for the CIA by his own admission, the crimes he has committed, that he should be willing, if he indeed has change of heart and found the light and has agreed to say that he set up all the lies in the newspapers and hired all the firms to destroy us, I would think he would understand that we would want to see what's on him. He could be a person that would bring in ammunition, anything. I don't think so. He could be a person that would bring in drugs and thus reflect on all of us in a community where no one uses drugs, alcohol, or tobacco. Alcohol and tobacco, not because we are prudish or religious, we believe it is a dangerous cause of ill health. On some occasions, the doctors does give a little bit of brandy under strict control to those who have specific problems of circulation. But we must not play loose and fast with this man. Be friendly and learn not to show the feelings you have. He's been a party of a group that's done horrible things and told horrible lies about Guyana. But they want him to come here. And they're going to be watching him every step when he leaves. They did it yesterday. They interrogated him 1 hour. Our government is very proficient. The People's National Congress is extremely proficient. So let us be equally proficient and be careful. Those who have a tendency to just like to talk too much about the weather or whatever, don't talk to a man like that. Don't talk to him. If he comes up, you can tell him how you feel about the place, how lovely it is, as you have told us, and so forth. You can tell them that you came here, of course, which can be proven on your own free will. I don't care if you tell him that the church paid all of your ways. I saved for 25 long years with my precious wife in my business, which was worth $1 million. I turned it over to this collective because money gave me no satisfaction. And I can see such satisfaction in our children who would have ended up in gangs. They would have ended up on drugs. They would have ended up in jail because there really is no chance for minorities in England and USA these days. Thank you, and take this seriously to heart. Inspectors, do your job, public service. Let us be sure that everything is open so they can see and appreciate the remarkable facilities he has. I think the government has taken care of his PA, his tape recorder. I believe I was informed by the Minister of Home Affairs, who is a wonderful Marxist in Guyana, that there will be no question about him coming with a tape recorder or a camera. They are very strict. And rightfully, they should be. Much love. That is arriving. Side, that's what will bind. We have never, no matter who they were, allowed people to come in without opening their satchels, except, of course, a friend like Charles Gary or Carlton Goodlett. Otherwise, we have never allowed anyone to come in since some of the shots nearly shot me and some of the fires that were started, the gasoline generator that was damaged, and the pigs that were nearly killed if it hadn't been for quick foresight, and the thievery that went on night after night in an organized fashion, and then stopped all of a sudden. We have to decide why it is he will not open that satchel, and you'll have to decide whether you want him to open it and remain. He does not want to open it. I think he's pretty adamant about it. But you'll have to weigh that in the people's rally. Thank you.
Dad?
Wise solution. Attorney?